Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circlecraft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore from July 20th, 2018, Selena discussed the Circle of Wicca, also known as the Circlecraft tradition, its origins and developments, its influences, symbols and practices, and similarities and differences with other types of Wicca. This is part one of three as an introduction to the Circle Wicca tradition.
Welcome to Nature Folk. This is Selena Fox, and each week, Nature Folk and the podcast that follows, Circle Talk, are brought to you by the Circle Sanctuary community. On Nature Folk tonight, we begin a series that I'm calling Wicca Journeys. And tonight, we begin that journey by taking a look at a particular path of Wicca known as Circle Wicca. Wicca itself is the name of a form of nature religion that, depending on who you talk with, has its roots in the ancient pagan past, as well as spiritual traditions that emerged in the middle of the 20th century in the UK and in America. There are many types of traditions, also known as paths, of Wicca, and there continues to be even more as Wiccan practice travels around the world and people of many different backgrounds incorporate Wicca as part of the culture, the nation, the ethnicity, the way of being of many different places. So what I'd like to share with you tonight are some things about Wicca as a whole, and then taking some look specifically at Circle Wicca, which emerged in the 1970s and has continued to grow and change and develop. Some say that Wicca, as it is in the world today, began in England with Gerald Gardner and Doreen Valente. And certainly, in looking at practices and ways of Wicca for what's known as Gardnerian Wicca and some related British traditional Wicca groups, there's a very strong influence coming from their writing and their teachings and their practices. Since the 1950s, things have really diversified. And in America, Wicca has taken an even broader meaning, and people are practicing forms of Wicca that not only draw on some of the symbolism, the practices, and the worldviews that Gardner, Doreen Valente, and others involved with Gardnerian Wicca brought into being, but are incorporating some other forms of spirituality and religious practices. I'm one of the people that helped birth Circle Wicca in the 1970s, and certainly some of the symbolism that you will find in other forms of Wiccan religion are in common. The work with a sacred circle, the idea of celebrating birth, life, death, rebirth, the cycle of life and death and eternal renewal, the celebration of the cycles of seasons, the celebration of the moon and lunar cycles. These are things that you will find common across different Wiccan traditions. One of the things that Circle Wicca has evolved has been the focus on what some people would call multicultural shamanism, being able to connect with the sacred in some multiple ways, to have direct contact with different dimensions of nature that are sacred, being able to work with rhythms and chanting, changing consciousness through dance, meditation, dream reentry, and other forms of spiritual development. You will find that across many different Wiccan traditions, but some traditions, and Circle Wicca is one of those, really gives emphasis on direct communication with nature and the development of a personal spiritual practice, direct experience with the divine in nature, as well as experience with some type of community practice. Circle Wicca began taking form as Circle Sanctuary itself came into being. Circle Sanctuary and its community, the Circle Sanctuary community, have been contributors to the growth of Circle Wicca. Not everyone who is part of Circle Sanctuary would call themselves part of Circle Wicca or even Wiccan. One of the things about our community is a universalist approach to spirituality. There is an honoring of some real specific approaches within that larger universalist system. And there are people who are taking some of the basic practices and teachings and weaving their own form of spiritual practice and expression by mutual inspiration and connection. There are a number of different things that characterize a variety of Wiccan traditions, and I would like to share some of those parameters and then talk about the diversity within Wicca itself and specifically how the Circle Wicca, also known as Wiccan shamanism during the 1980s and 90s, and as the Circle Craft tradition in the 2000s, and more recently celebrating the 40th anniversary of the incorporation of Circle Sanctuary as a Wiccan church back in 1978, we originally called Circle Sanctuary the Church of Circle Wicca. So we're celebrating that 40th anniversary with this show tonight and talking about some of the diversity within Wicca as a whole and some specific ways that this manifests within Circle Wicca. The importance of being in natural areas, not necessarily always a rural area, but the idea of going into the wilds, going into green space as part of spiritual practice of Circle Wicca is foundational. And from the earliest days, rituals, gatherings, and other events have been held out in natural areas. There are certainly ways to practice Circle Wicca in urban settings and suburban settings, but even for those who are living in those areas, there's been an emphasis on the importance of being able to go into some green spaces as part of the practice of this form of Wicca, and to make direct communication with the divine in nature. So in large cities, this can take the form of going into big public parks, botanical gardens, and some other areas where there's a lot of plants in green areas. And in suburbia, there may be parks, there may be some common areas. And out in the country, it not only includes being out in fields, but in forests and prairie and in other places. The idea of getting out into what I often call non-human-centric spaces is so that the practitioner can experience self in relation with the larger web of life that makes its home here on planet Earth, and to really have that sense of the interconnecting source of life. In terms of specific attitudes towards interfacing with the larger society, there's quite a bit of variation depending on the individual Wicca practitioner, what group or tradition or community that they're part of. When I started my own explorations of Wicca in the 1970s, there was pretty widespread that people kept their Wiccan connection pretty quiet. In helping to birth Circle Wicca, though, it seemed important to have a choice for people who would want to practice Wicca, but in more public settings, and to give people choice, not just to have the choice of being closed, private, and secret, but the opportunity to be visible. In the 70s was before the real emergence of the digital age and cyberspace. And there were certainly people connecting with each other, sometimes face-to-face, sometimes through postal mail and some other means. But we don't have the kind of connectivity in cyberspace. We didn't have it then as we do now. Some people are part of Wiccan traditions that really emphasize the mystery tradition peace, and certain information is shared only after a period of study, and there is a great emphasis on secrecy and privacy. Certainly those of us in Circle Wicca respect that as options, but Circle Wicca has been structured differently and has been much more in the public eye from its earliest days. We did not seek to have a public dimension. We had a series of things unfold as we networked with others that actually ended up having those of us in the early days of Circle Sanctuary, when it was still Church of Circle Wicca, getting quite a bit of press attention. We saw this as an opportunity to help dispel misunderstandings about nature religion as a whole and Wicca, paganism, witchcraft, and related paths in particular. I do think that part of that more public dimension of Circle Wicca has been one of its legacies, for as we have grown as a tradition and Circle Sanctuary community has grown as an organization and as a spiritual family, there have been opportunities for us to do public education, and we continue to do that work. And there have been times where we have engaged in religious freedom battles in order to bring about equal rights for not only Circle Wicca, but Wicca and paganism and nature religion as a whole. Some of those opportunities to do this kind of work date back to the 1980s and the 1990s, and even in the 2000s, where we had several national religious freedom battles that we were central to doing networking and other support work with. So how open or closed is a person who's involved in Circle Wicca? We really let that be up to the individual, and there is no requirement that people take oaths of secrecy. There are people that teach and facilitate rituals that work through the Circle Wicca tradition, but the structure for that is different than some Wicca groups, which have a very structured lineage and that really emphasize the need for initiation within that lineage. There has been an initiatory dimension to Circle Wicca since its earliest days, but by far most of the people who are practitioners are people who have had, as a result of the practice of Circle Wicca, self-initiation, initiation with the divine through dreams, through specific ritual encounters, and other sacred experiences. And then the third way within the Circle Wicca tradition is to be a seeker and to explore some of the ways of Circle Wicca and to incorporate those ways within one's own personal spiritual framework that may be rooted in another path of paganism or even in another religion. So there's much more diversity with how people come to embrace Circle Wicca and its concepts and teachings. The Wiccan Reed is something that is a code of ethics across many different Wicca traditions, and Circlecraft is one of those traditions that also embraces this, and it harm none, do what you will. But we see that the Wiccan Reed is not sufficient, that it's not only looking at a form of the Golden Rule stated, don't do anything to others as you don't want them to do to you. But we have a positive correlate to it, to walk in balance and be of service. And that idea of engagement with others, not only in one's own support system, but within the larger world that we are part of, is very important. Many Wicca practitioners will say Wicca is an earth-centered form of religion, or earth religion. And clearly, when you look at connecting with nature on planet Earth and many of the symbologies and some of the forms of divinity, there a really good case can be made for talking about the earth religion dimensions of Wicca. But within Circle Wicca, it's not only honoring our connections with the web of life here on planet Earth, but there is a cosmic dimension as well. So Circle Wicca is not just earth religion, it's also star religion. And for that reason, many of us really prefer the term nature, capital N, nature religion. Nature being a term that not only embraces natural processes that are rooted here on planet Earth, but extend beyond into the larger cosmos. Not only the solar system and the Milky Way galaxy that our solar system is part of, but the much greater universe of which we are all part. Part of practices involve not only learning about communing with different environments here on planet Earth, different ecosystems, the shore of the ocean, mountaintop, desert, prairie, caves, a variety of different natural areas, but to also develop that awareness and ability to commune with the heavens, stargazing, planet watching, attuning to the rhythms of the larger universe of which planet Earth is part. Circle Wicca provides quite a bit of flexibility as people structure their own spiritual practices. There is an emphasis on developing one's own personal way of connecting with the sacred, to also bring spiritual practice to one's household, and that includes being able to do home blessings and to develop a positive spiritual atmosphere with others that one lives with, regardless of whether they are Circle Wicca practitioners or not. And then there is that larger connection with other people who are involved in nature spirituality and nature religion practices, but the even larger web of life of humankind that's here on planet Earth and beyond. How do we go about doing our practices? Where do we learn? There's been a whole wealth of writings that have appeared online. We have podcasts that we've been doing here through not only Nature Folk, but some of the previous forms of podcasting that I and others have done. I had a Circlecraft studies series for a number of years as we began the podcasting experience. And so there's quite a bit of material not only generated by me, but other people who are practicing forms of this that are available. For many years, the Circle Sanctuary community published something called Circle Magazine. It was originally called Circle Network News and then evolved into a magazine form. We're continuing to do a quarterly publication for our members, the Circle Sanctuary News. And most of our journal work, though, came in the form of the Circle Magazine, which we published for many years. And there is articles in there drawing not only from the Circle Wicca path, but from many different paths. As one thinks about patterning one's life and living a form of spirituality that draws on Circle Wicca, there's options and diversity there as well. One has to do with what types of items one uses as part of spiritual practice. What types of ritual tools? Many forms of Wicca emphasize the need to have ritual tools as well as a personal altar. And Circle Wicca also talks about that being important, aids to spiritual life. Though it's not absolutely required that one have physical tools and a physical altar. One can, if one's in some circumstances where there are not physical tools available or a physical altar available, through the training of the mind, one can work imaginatively with tools in order to accomplish rituals and direct intention. Some of the tools that are commonplace within Circle Wicca practices include, for the element earth, a dish or a platter of salt or of soil, something from the earth to represent the earth. That dish might be inscribed with a pentacle, in which case that pentacle would be an earth pentacle. And the earth tool represents that connection not only with rocks and soil and sand, the actual element of earth, but in human life, it's the dimension of the physical realm. For air, a feather, some form of incense are the most common of the air tools. Some will use a wind instrument such as a flute or some chimes that could be symbols of air, or a fan that one can waft back and forth. And when one's in a situation where one is not able to burn incense, a hand fan of some kind to move air around, or a feather alone, can represent the element air. And air is connected with the winds as a form of nature, the air that we breathe. And in human life, it is the intellect, for thoughts can move quickly and change quickly like winds and air. The element fire is typically represented by some type of living flame. The ritual tool typically is some type of candle that is kindled. But there are also variations on that tool as well. Battery-operated candles for use in places where open flames are not permitted. The harvested in a sacred way living wand, a small twig or part of a branch of a living tree, harvested in a respectful way for that tree or that shrub. Sprouting wand can also serve as a fire tool. And certain kinds of rhythm instruments, shakers and rattles, could be used as a tool of fire. A hearth fire, a bonfire, a torch, a lamp, many different forms of ritual tools that can help with the connection of the element fire. And in human life, fire is will. Some systems of Wicca consider fire and spirit as the same. Within Circle Wicca, there is a distinction made that fire is will, it's our stamina, it's our vital force. But spirit, soul, is connected with the fifth element of spirit, distinct from fire and the fire dimensions of life. Water, chalice of water, bowl of water, and sometimes some other container of water such as a cauldron. Water might take the form of fresh water that one has obtained from one's own home, or spring water, or water that is called waters of the world, that is actually a blending of water energized in different rituals and combined as a kind of holy water. Water may be something held in a shell. Water might be salt water gathered from a salt marsh or a sea or ocean. In human life, water is not only the water that's within our body, the bodily fluids in our blood, and the water that's in our tissues, the need to keep ourselves hydrated, but water is emotions. It's the emotional way of being. And that connects us with feelings and moods and relationships. In some systems of Wicca, the four elements, earth, air, fire, water, are the ones that are named and invoked in rituals. In Circle Wicca, five elements, including that fifth element, which is spirit, are invoked and honored. They're part of the mapping of consciousness. Spirit can take a variety of different forms. It's the interconnecting sacred source. It can be seen as the radiant light that, when shown through some device such as a prism, will turn into spectrum colors. Spirit, since ancient times across many cultures, has been linked with clear quartz crystals, and that is a tool that is commonly used for spirit in the Circle Wicca tradition. Spirit is something that connects the earth, the air, the fire, the water together. It's interconnection. It's universal. It's a kind of great spirit, great mystery. Wicca paths typically link each of the elements to a particular direction. And it depends on the tradition as to what that orientation is. In Circle Wicca, earth is in the north, air in the east, fire in the south, water in the west, and spirit in the center, and also seeing it as around. I wrote a chant in recent years that I've used in personal spiritual practice as well as group practice. It's a teaching chant as well as a chant for calling on the elements and associated directions in ritual. Earth in north, air in east, fire in south, water in west, spirit in center, circle around, spirit in center, circle around. Earth in north, air in east, fire in south, water in west, spirit in center, circle around, spirit in center, circle around. Earth in north, air in east, fire in south, water in west, spirit in center, circle around, spirit in center, circle around. In talking about ritual tools in Circle Wicca, we would not be complete without also mentioning some tools that may not take the form of an actual object: chanting, making of rhythms, music, dance, sacred postures, sacred gestures, the use of the imagination, ritual garb. Some forms of Wicca emphasize particular types of spiritual garb, and some really focus on returning to a natural state with no clothing whatsoever, also known as sky clad. In Circle Wicca, diversity of dress has been part of the mix since the earliest days. And while there are some rituals where there may be the sky clad option, typically, and this really comes from practices that are multi-generational and in public spaces, some type of ritual garb is worn. This can take the form of casual clothing and perhaps some type of sacred jewelry, a ring, a necklace, a headpiece, some other form being worn. It can take the form of elaborate dress. It might be a robe. It might be a tabard, which is a kind of ritual garment, kind of like a ritual poncho of sorts that can go over other clothing. There is great diversity in dress. Sometimes for our rituals, we will all be dressed in a particular color, or we'll have a particular color connected with our ritual clothing as a way of tying in to whatever that color represents. Sometimes it is a seasonal ritual. And most of the time, though, you will, if you come to a ceremony that we have at the Circle Sanctuary community at our headquarters in Wisconsin, you're going to see great diversity in dress. Some people wearing robes, some people wearing street clothes, some people with body paint. You just have kind of a wide range of things. And part of the reason we have that variation is really giving an emphasis on personal spiritual expression and community support for that. Some other symbols and ritual tools that we work with, obviously the circle, Circle Wicca, I mean, that's very central. The logo that came to me shortly before Samhain in 1974 takes the form of 12 circles in a circle around a central circle. And that logo continues to be central to not only our work as an organization and community, but we have used that as a mandala to link in with other practitioners and other people who seek to align with us. The pentacle, the five-pointed star within a circle, is a primary symbol for Circle Wicca. That is the case for most other Wicca traditions. Sometimes that star is interlaced in a particular way. Sometimes it is a solid star. That, too, can be used in visualization to link in with others. It can be used as a decoration on ritual tools of many elemental associations and other types. We work with spiritual journals, diaries, workbooks. We work with sacred mirrors, with sacred stones, with sacred plants. We connect with the animal world, work with spirits of different animals as part of practice. Some other things that we have in common with Wicca paths, that of cycles of the moon. Most Wicca paths will have celebrations of the full moon. Some, that is the lunar celebration. Others will focus on new moons and the quarter moons. In Circle Wicca, we acknowledge all of those phases as having importance is part of lunar attunement. We see that full moons are not necessarily limited to the particular night of the full moon, that there can be personal practice on an evening, and for those fortunate enough to be able to link in with others, either face-to-face and or in cyberspace. Also an opportunity to celebrate that full moon time as well. The idea of celebrating the seasons is common across Wiccan traditions, old and new. In Circle Wicca, we begin our spiritual year with Samhain at the end of October. Then it's Yule, or winter solstice in December, Imalc or Candlemas at the beginning of February, spring equinox, welcome spring, Ostara in March. Beltane, May Day and May Eve at the beginning of May. Summer solstice, and the older term, midsummer, we sometimes use that, in June. Lunasa, Lammas, late July, early August. Fall equinox, welcome fall, in September. Samhain, at the end of October, which is our new year. Some Wicca traditions have a very specific date that each of the Sabbats occur on. Within Circle Wicca, we have variation on that, and just with the moons, we may celebrate over the course of a couple nights or more for our seasonal celebrations. For our community festivals, it's typically the weekend closest to that time. We also have people that are connected with Circle Wicca that are in the Southern Hemisphere, and in our seasonal celebrations, we certainly acknowledge the wheel of the year for the location that we're at. But typically at some point during a seasonal ritual, we also pay our honor and respect to those who are also celebrating the seasons, but 6 months different. So we endeavor to link in energetically with those in other parts of the world. One of the things that we endeavor to do is to connect with the spirits of place, to not just honor the venue that we're at and be respectful of the protocols and guidelines and rules where we may be located for a ceremony, for a festival, for workshops and training, but to actively engage with that environment as part of our experience with the sacred. Another thing that we have in common with some Wicca traditions is acknowledging ourselves as part of a circle of human experience, not just in the here and now, but from the past and into the future. We honor ancestors and beloved dead. We recognize that we can be in sacred relationship with those who have gone before, not just those who we are biologically related to, ancestors of family, but those we have other affinities with, whether it be by adoption, whether it be by spiritual teaching, by culture, and we see ourselves in the eternal present as being ancestors of the future. And as we look at being in community, we not only experience ourselves being able to receive guidance and connection with those from the past, but we see ourselves as also able to project into the future and to honor those who are yet to come. In addition to seeing ourselves as part of a great community of humankind and human souls, we see ourselves as part of nature here on planet Earth and beyond. And part of our ritual work involves being able to acknowledge and celebrate those connections. Many Wicca traditions have a goddess and a god as primary divine forms. Certainly within Circle Wicca, many practitioners honor the divine as goddess and god. Emphasis, though, is that in addition to that way of honoring the sacred, there is a great oneness and there is multiplicity. Pantheons may be multicultural. In some Wicca paths, that's not an option. It's been hardwired into Circle Wicca since its earliest days, and part of that has been the convergence of people from many different paths and practices, ethnicities and languages, national origins, as part of our networking work. We're not saying one way is superior to the other, but within Circle Wicca, there's really an emphasis on the fact that the divine is within us as well as around us and that it can take diverse forms. And in our personal spiritual life, it's really important to develop a relationship with at least one sacred form, one divine one. And that might be very specific or it can be very universal. It's not necessary to be part of a group in order to practice Circle Wicca. In fact, most of the people that are practitioners of this form of craft are people that are incorporating this as part of their mix. There certainly are things that happen as rituals for groups come together, and working with group mind is another important factor when a group is involved. Some other things that are part of Circle Wicca, also known as Circle Craft, is the idea that it's important to work in good ways and be in good relation not only with other humans but the larger natural world of which we're part. Being able to share from deep within ourselves, working with virtues, truth, honesty, service, respect, hospitality, love, compassion. So Circle Wicca is something with old roots, the influence in particular of classical paganism. The Pythagoreans had the pentagram as a symbol in ancient Greece and saw that as not only a way of identifying each other, but as a symbol of balance and well-being. Some of the old adages and teachings of Greek traditions, all things in balance and know yourself, are important foundational principles in Circle Wicca. But Circle Wicca also has incorporated in its mix chants, rituals, practices that have been inspired in community with people of many different Wicca paths and other nature spirituality paths. Being able to develop oneself as part of one's life, to pay attention to the intuitive, to work with dreams and meditation, very important parts of circle craft study and practice, but also being able to connect with others in ways that are mutually beneficial. There are celebrations of the cycles of life, birth, youth, coming of age into adulthood, joining with another, hand fasting, wedding, ceremonies of union, aging rituals, croning, saging, senioring, and rituals for the end of life, crossing over, memorials, celebration of life, funerals, burials, and seeing that the cycles of seasons and suns, one important circle, the cycle of the moons, another important circle of circle Wicca, and the circle of life itself, life passages, another important circle, and the circle of connection, of community with individuals and systems and ecosystems, very foundational. If you'd like more information about the circle craft path, also known as Circle Wicca, there's information at the Circle Sanctuary website, www.circlesanctuary.org. You can also find some information through social media, on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates, on Twitter, Selena_Fox, on Instagram, Selena Fox. I have started doing short videos of some rituals and other practices and sharing them on Instagram and sometimes on Twitter and Facebook as well. Coming to a gathering and being able to connect with others is another way of learning more about this. And Circle Wicca sees itself as part of a great tapestry of Wicca experience, which is part of an even larger tapestry of paganism and nature religion in the world today. It's my hope that as practitioners continue their own journey in life, that we can find creative ways to learn about each other's practices, to connect with each other for mutual benefit, and to bring blessing to our connections with each other and that larger circle of nature here on planet Earth, as well as in the universe. Thank you all for listening. And I invite you all to celebrate the circle of connections, the circle of life, the circle of love that's within each of us and that is around us.
And I am the fires that burn in the night. And I the quaking of the earth, and I am the waters of the world's rebirth. I am freedom.
I am freedom.
I am freedom.
I am freedom.
Because I must be free, and I am the fire that burns in all things, the bell that tolls with freedom's call. Shake when you hear me ring. I am freedom.
I am freedom.
I am freedom.
I am freedom.
I am freedom. I can no more be bound than the hawk in flight. And I am the fire of the earth, and I am the waters of the world's rebirth. I am freedom.
I am freedom.
I am freedom.
I am freedom.
I am freedom. I am freedom. I am no more contained than the waves on the sea. I cannot be chained because I must be free. And I am the fire that burns. The bell that tolls with freedom calls. Shake when you hear me ring.
I am freedom.
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 I am freedom. I can no more be bound than the hawk in flight. And I am the fires that burn in the night. And I am the shaking and the quaking of the earth. And I am the waters of the world's rebirth.
I am freedom.
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 I am freedom. I am no more contained than the waves on the sea. I cannot be chained because I must be free. And I am the fire.
Joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.